CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. They're ringing in the new year in Japan and South Korea at this hour. Ahead of the parties here in the U.S. tonight, CBS's Jared Hill is in New York's Times Square, where security will be tight.
Starting at 3 this afternoon, the only way into the perimeter is going to be through security checkpoints, where there will be officers screening any and all spectators. Nobody can get out after they've come in. The NYPD says that they'll have teams fanned out across the city, some in boats. You got canines checking for explosives, officers checking for pickpockets, all to make sure that tonight is fun and safe.
CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano says the million people who are expected to cram into Times Square tonight better wear rain gear.
Going to be into New York shortly after 7, 8, 9 o'clock tonight. Some of the heaviest stuff could come at or after midnight, maybe some snow across places like Detroit.
There'll be rain and snow in the Pacific Northwest and bitter cold in the upper Midwest. After former President Jimmy Carter's state funeral in Washington next week, he'll be laid to rest in his small hometown of Plains, Georgia. CBS's Mark Strassman met Andy Walker, who lived next door to the Carters.
For all that globetrotting humanitarianism, Carter's heart lived in Plains with the people who knew him best.
You'll miss him.
Definitely will miss him.
But you're relieved for him?
Correct. Correct. Knowing that he is at peace is a good thing.
The honors for Carter begin this weekend when he will lie in repose at his presidential library in Atlanta. He'll lie in state at the U.S. Capitol next week before his funeral at the Washington National Cathedral on Thursday the 9th. Investigators have recovered the black boxes from the plane that crashed at an airport in South Korea, killing 179 people. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer says they're still not sure why the pilot attempted a belly landing.
The other focus will be on the airport, and specifically the concrete wall the plane crashed into, which contained landing guidance instruments and sat about 800 feet off the end of the runway.
The passengers were killed by hitting a solid structure just over the end of the runway where a solid structure should not be.
That's aviation expert David Learmount. In Pasadena, California, they're putting the finishing touches on the floats for tomorrow's Tournament of Roses parade. Marco Wentz is with the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance.
You're going to see bamboo that we have grown and raised from the San Diego Zoo on our float. Reminder, we're a botanical garden. Over 700,000 plants live in the San Diego Zoo.
The parade steps off at 8 a.m. Pacific tomorrow. Stocks have opened higher. Dow's up 158 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Ralph Malicki was sworn in as Racine County Executive during a ceremony at the Ives Groves office complex yesterday. District Attorney Tricia Hansen administered the oath. Malicki fills the seat left vacant by the unexpected death of Jonathan Delagrave last June. Health officials in Racine County have increased access to free Narcan. They've installed two new public health vending machines. The machines with Narcan and fentanyl test strips are available 24/7 at the Western Racine County Services Center in Burlington and the Piggly Wiggly in Union Grove. A third location provides access during business hours. That's at the Racine County Public Health Building in Sturtevant. Wisconsin flags will be flown at half staff for nearly a month to honor former President Jimmy Carter. A national day of mourning is scheduled for January 9th. A trash reminder, garbage collection won't happen tomorrow due to the holiday. And connected to the holiday, in Racine and Kenosha, people have options for safe rides home during the New Year's celebrations. You can learn more about the Tavern League of Wisconsin's Safe Ride program and AAA's Tow-to-Go service at WRJN.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks are back on the court. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are on the road in Chicago to take on the Bulls at the United Center. The Bucks with a record of 16-14. The Bulls three games under 500 at 15-18. We'll have a full recap after the game tonight. NFL, the Packers hosting the Chicago Bears Sunday at noon. Players like Packers right guard Sean Ryan still disappointed in their 27-25 loss to the Vikings Sunday in Minneapolis.
Everyone here is upset. You know, going into the end of that game, we definitely, you know, we're juicing. boost up, you know, get a chance to win the game. But, you know, we can't wait for, you know, the end of the game to get ready for that. So it's got to start fast and do better early on in the game. We'd like to end each drive with points, whether that be a field goal or seven. But we just got to do better across the board, you know, pick up blitzes better, you know, run the ball, you know, block people better, not allow them to get that far ahead and play catch up.
That's Packers right guard Sean Ryan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered off and on light rain showers at times. Our high in the upper 30s with wind north at 10 to 20. Tonight, that rain could change to a few flurries. Our low down to 25 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and colder with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Hits and songs about heartbreak. Have you seen her? Shy Lights on WRJN.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. Now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Through the mirror of my mind, time, I see reflections of you and me, reflections of the way life used to be, reflections of the love you took from me. Oh, I'm all alone now, no love to shield me, trapped in a world that's a distorted reality. Happiness you took from me and left me alone with only memories. Through the mirror of my mind, through these tears that I'm crying, reflects the hurt.
that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
News, timeless hits, and songs to make the year run out on WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Dan Marcus Wax Museum in progress. And tomorrow, something very special for you. In the 9 and 1 o'clock hours, I'll reveal that tomorrow. But it's pretty cool, and I'm really excited about it. So join me here for a little bit of extra fun on WRJN.
Hi, this is Jane Matinair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matinair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
News, timeless hits, and songs about John Fogerty's childhood. Green River was an actual vacation spot for the family when he was a kid. WRJN.
I can hear the bullfrog.
Do we play timeless hits, but we've also got local news as well on WRJN. And to serve that up this time, Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's now officially Racine County Executive Ralph Malicki. Malicki was sworn in as the new Racine County Executive yesterday at a ceremony at the Ives Groves office complex. Racine County District Attorney Tricia Hansen administered the oath. Malicki brings over 3 decades of community service experience to the position. Surrounded by family, local officials, and community leaders, Malicki expressed his honor in serving as county executive yesterday. An early morning structure fire at a Northside Racine home is under investigation. At around 3:30, fire and rescue were called to a home on 8th Avenue near Douglas and Shoreland. The report was for a fire in the basement. We're working on learning more. Flags will be flown at half-staff for nearly a month to honor former President Jimmy Carter. Governor Evers ordered the flags to be lowered starting yesterday. A national day of mourning is on the 9th. Garbage won't be picked up tomorrow. Check with your city, town, or village to find out when you can get rid of the wrapping paper in boxes. And on the 12th day of Christmas, a village in Kenosha County will light up some trees. The Village of Pleasant Prairie will hold its 12th night holiday tree bonfire on Monday. It's billed as a festive event that transforms discarded Christmas trees into a community celebration. The free community event offers hot chocolate, cookies, and a holiday tree bonfire starting at 5:30. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered off and on light rain showers at times. Our high in the upper 30s with wind north at 10 to 20. Tonight, that rain could change to a few flurries. Our low down to 25 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and colder with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
We'll be right back. system that sways.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. New Year's Eve special program tonight starting at 7.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tail, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about.
You're breaking.
news, timeless hits, and music to bring in 2025 with on WRJN. Said it before, I'll say it again. Special New Year's Eve program with Lou Rogani. Starts at 7 tonight and goes all the way an hour into next year. Don't miss it on WRJN.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. See, she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blast and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, when her wrist can't stand her cause she walks. She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
Look like an ace, now you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Drive like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
She's the only one, make me feel so good.
what it takes, and she knows how to use it. A baby love, a baby love.
White Plains and a medley of all their greatest hit. Right there, My Baby Loves Lovin' on WRJN. Golfers, you're going to want to hear Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story today at 12:05 here on WRJN.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the show across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
At Spanky Sports Bar and Grill, every day feels like game day. Southeastern Wisconsin's go-to for sports, food, and live music has a fantastic addition. Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Plus, download Spanky's mobile app for exclusive food specials, rewards, and live music updates. Catch all the thrills at Spanky's Sports Bar and Grill, Highway 36 and 6th Street in Waterford.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed? Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You and me endlessly moving on a
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I still have a crush on this lady. Linda Ronstadt with the Stone Ponies on WRJN.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and mom say it will work out. But honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots?
start walking.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The United States has just issued new sanctions against Iran and Russia in connection with the 2024 election. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has our top story.
These latest sanctions target individuals and entities for interference in the recent presidential election. The Treasury Department says Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps and Russia's main intelligence division aim to stoke social and political tensions and influence voters. It accuses them of seeking to divide Americans through targeted disinformation campaigns.
We'll have to wait a while longer, but 2025 has already arrived in other parts of the world.